Hey!
Okay, now why would you do that?
I think, well, is the sound checking out okay?
Well, it
because I really
pretty
like
much
to, you
went
know,
off the levels when you
I,
just
I,
did
I like
that.
To g- no, because I like to give it a real, you know, oomph, a little oomph before the show to
You're
make sure
you
can
to,
take
like,
it.
You're trying to, like, torture it.
No, no, no. Just want to see that it can take, you know, my mojo.
Your mojo.
Yeah.
Okay, all the lights went up. All the levels went up. Are you sure you want...
You see, that's my mojo. When I work my mojo, baby, all the lights turn on.
Okay. Hey, we're back, and it's Mike the Man, and this is The Real Life. And I've got...
Hey,
yes.
Wait, before you introduce me,
yeah,
I got
sorry.
A problem. I got a little problem. I wanted your advice and maybe viewers or listeners or whatever we got out there as well.
Okay.
See, every show that I've done so far... What are you... You making lewd gestures? Never mind.
Oh, yeah.
Every show that I've done so far, when you said, and it's, I would go, it's me!
Okay.
And is that like turning into my catchphrase or something? Because I don't want to be typecast.
Well, at some point... If you're walking down the street and somebody overhears you yelling at some random person in the street, and then they'll say, wait a minute, I know that guy, walk up to you and say, hey man, can you do me a favor and go, it's me!
Then I'll know to jump in front of the next bus.
Yeah, pretty much.
Avanti. Okay,
so yeah, it's that this
That's,
is...
okay, you go.
So yeah,
we're... Anyway, it's a...
so...
Stop it!
Hey!
Fine.
Okay,
you go ahead.
We're back on The Real Life with Mike the Man and my special friend here. Yeah, that sounds bad.
It's me!
Yeah, you're
my very
my
special friend. He touches me when nobody's looking.
No, I don't. I touch you in front of everybody. Anyway, we were on a break pretty much from February.
Yes.
And what month is it now?
It's one of the later ones.
Yeah, it's June, I think. It's
you
just
think
the
it's
beginning
June?
Of June, yeah.
Oh, shit, that means I might have missed my wife's birthday.
Yeah. Oh, that's bad. Yeah.
I love you, darling.
Yes. Yeah. So we've been on break for about 4 months now, and a lot of stuff has gone on during
these
4 months.
Yeah, Mike, what have you been doing these 4 months?
Well, at the last show that we did, we had announced that there was going to be a show at our theater called She Stoops to Conquer, which we performed beautifully and
Indeed
lovely.
Indeed we did.
9 performances, each one memorable because it was slightly different. Thank
if we do
you.
Say so ourselves.
Yes.
Mike forgot a different line every night.
Every night a different line was forgotten. In the same scene, though. That's,
but
that's
improvised
talent.
Beautifully. Yeah.
Yes. And that was a great show. We've got another show coming up right now.
Oh, shameless plug time?
Shameless plug time.
Shameless plug, it's a shameless plug. Hey,
shameless
everybody,
plug.
It's a shameless plug.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, so our next show is called, you might have heard of it.
Written by some dude back in the, what was it, 17?
It was an off-Broadway success, I think, in the early 70s. It's called Macbeth.
Yes, written by some dude, Bill Shake Something.
Yeah, Bill Shake.
Shake your booty.
Shake the room.
Yeah, boom, boom.
Yeah.
We're in Macbeth. Yuss here is playing the part of Macbeth, which is kudos to him because that's a bite of pie that I don't think I could swallow.
Merci beaucoup, le grand, my friend. And my friend Mike here is playing Lummox.
No, that's not Lummox, it's Lennox.
Potato, potato, man.
Yeah.
That's another joke I do every show. I got to watch those.
A potato, potato?
Potato, potato, tomato, tomato, you know.
Lovely.
Let's call the whole thing off.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we've got this show coming up. It's opening on June 11th. You can get pre-sale tickets from me or Yuss at a discount price, or you can order them at the door, or you can write an email to cst@themerkaz.org for more details.
Or you could just not come.
Or you could, a lot of you did that last time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we got your names.
Yeah, we're going to hunt
we
you down.
We know where you live.
We just don't have the time and resources to hunt each and every one
we
of you down.
Can't be bothered,
but, yeah.
man. It takes us 4 months to do one of these fucking podcasts, man. This is
well, no.
Is your family still listening?
Well, yeah, I think
Hi,
so.
Hi, Mike's family. Shitcock. Shitcock, motherfuck.
Michael made me say that.
I did not. So, yeah.
Yeah, Alon Schwoot represent, y'all. Beitar elite, motherfucker, in the his house.
Okay, thank you, Yuss, for bringing that subject up yet again. what's been going on these days? These days, it's really, really hot. Summer has finally arrived after a really serious war with winter.
Oh, isn't that cute?
What?
Isn't that so cute? Listeners, dear listeners. Mike is working his girlfriend's input into the show.
What do you
mean?
Are
we going to have a Yoko Ono situation here, man? Like, when he asked her for topics, he said, like, it's been really hot, which is fine and everything.
It's true.
But, you know, it's like,
I'm sitting here boiling my ass off. It's hot, man.
Dude, your fetishes have nothing to do with the topic at hand.
Okay, the topic at hand, again, weather, is it's really hot. Okay?
And are we having a Yoko Ono situation?
No, we're not. Okay.
Okay, fine.
Yoko Ono looked like a man. My girlfriend doesn't. Yeah, respond to that, motherfucker. I'm going to kick your ass. Anyway.
You've silenced me, man. Keep going for a while.
So the transition period, which some people call spring, doesn't exist in Israel.
In Israel, we got two seasons. We got summer and winter.
And there's a fight between them.
Yeah, and in between they fight, exactly.
You know, one day it's pouring rain, the next day it's hot
as hell.
Sweltering
hot. So basically we live in a badly maintained sauna of a country.
Yes,
complete with stinky, sweaty, fat people who have no manners and lots of money.
Hey, man. I thought you weren't going to get personal.
Money,
oh, no.
Yeah, I'm not talking about
that.
Yeah,
but other than all that. So it's really hot. If you're at home and hot, drop me an email.
Or you can write him one, too.
Yeah. Drop me an email at mikethemann@gmail.com. Let me know you're alive. Or drop a comment on the live journal. Which, if you do that, we'll be really surprised.
Yeah, well, that would explain why you're not sending any more dildos into the competition.
Yeah, what's up with that? We only got one.
Are you all dead? We've got another one.
We did?
We got another one.
We got another one?
I got it personally at home, which kind of spooks me out.
Because there's a $50 cash prize for this.
I know. And I was going to up it, but you all don't deserve it, man. You're all dildos. You're tired, you're hungry, you're poor dildos. Send them to us. And
you're
going
to be free.
Yeah.
All right, so
we got a flag and everything, man.
You got another one?
Yeah, man. I told you. It found its way to my house somehow, which is very spooky. But I guess that means we do have some proper fans out there.
Yeah, who actually know us.
Yeah, and who can get... or
other
who
than
are
you,
complete,
Mom.
Complete psychos. Yeah, hey, Michael's mom. Cocksuck shit happened. Sorry.
Hey. You and your Tourette syndrome, did you take your medication?
What medication?
Yeah, of course. So what arrived in the mail?
Okay, we got this weird contraption here.
All right.
It's got one regular phallus-looking side of the apparatus.
Yeah.
And it's got another tiny little sort of like arm, you know, like the arms that grow out of the back of a cow coming out.
What like arm out of a cow?
Don't you see? It's like right over here, man. You got this little thing sticking out.
But that's
with
not
a little
of a
bit
cow.
Revolving head. No, when you've seen those weird cows that have two extra legs growing out of their back?
I
just flop
can't
on the
say
side.
I have.
Well, that's what the okay. You readers out there who have farmer relations
listeners.
Like me, readers, listeners, whatever. Who cares? It's all the
first
same crap.
First they were viewers, now they're readers.
Dude, we are everywhere.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, so all you big fans out there, it's got this little appendage sticking out with a tiny little spinning head, which that's either goes up or down, or maybe both. I don't know. We can turn it on and see what happens, all right?
Oh, please
Are you
do.
Ready for this?
Okay.
Okay, listeners, we're
Let's
still waiting for your votes.
Let's see how loud this
you
one
I got it right, listeners. We're waiting for your votes. So please come in. Some lucky sex-starved person will get $50 to lighten his or her unbearable existence.
Yeah.
Here we go.
All right, yeah.
And this is the competition second installment.
Oh, man, that's really loud.
Dude, it's changing colors.
Oh, my God. What person would use something like that?
Oh, man, there's shit oozing, man. It's like, it's getting all over your keyboard, man. Oh,
get it off my desk. Get it off my desk. All right, turn it off. Take it away.
It won't turn off.
Turn it off.
Shit, man.
Take the batteries out. Okay, finally. Thank you. Throw it out the window. All right. If we get nothing else.
Okay, this was received from, we actually got a name here.
We did?
Was received from one... Chani Pistenberg or something like that in Tel Aviv.
Really?
In Ramat Gan. So if you think that Chani Pistenberg's dildo, which in this case is really, was it a dildo
it's a
or
vibrator?
Vibrator, not dildo.
I guess.
Because we got some angry reactions for last show.
Yeah,
we
some
got it
people
wrong.
Had it, you know,
By
we're
the way,
stupid.
A quiz. Dildo, what is the plural of dildo? Is it dildos or is it just dildo or is it dildai?
I really wouldn't know. Oxford's dictionary doesn't have that.
Oh, you don't know, Mike?
No.
Because I would think you would have some... Okay, never mind. So, listeners, readers, and what have you, mail your answers in to whatever Mike gives at every show here.
MikeTheMan@gmail.com.
That one. And we won't give you anything.
That as a sound bite.
We won't give you anything, but we'll be happy to hear your comments.
Yeah, but do send in your vibrators, dildos, and other paraphernalia.
Yeah, we're widening the criteria, man.
Yeah, there's like a $50 cash prize. Now, if you want to take
down dolls.
If you want to take this prize away from our previous contestants, then you will have to work hard at it and send us something.
Yeah, if you want to replace them old dildos, you want to send in your strongest old candidate and get yourself a new one with the
Think
cash.
About it as a $50 cash rebate value.
Yeah, it's spring cleaning, man.
Act now.
It is springtime, isn't it?
Well, not anymore. It's summer.
Oh, it's the beginning of summer. Well, we only got a little time to do spring cleaning. Yeah. Okay, on to the next topic.
Yes. Having trouble reading your own handwriting.
I always have trouble. All the topics look like they
sound. Okay, well, I want to tell you about a news story that I read.
A news story?
A news story. I actually read a news story. Yeah, go figure. I got this on Forbes.com. Apparently, the United States FDA, Federal Drug, Food and Drug Association.
It sounded better the first time.
Yeah, I know. The FDA has conducted a research to ask restaurants to make their portions smaller.
And why is that, Mike?
Well, apparently people are fat. Now, you may not have known.
No!
You may.
Oh my God, where? Fat people in this day and age? My God! Where's another Hitler when we need him?
Oh, no, kidding, don't do that.
Hey. So we should send them all to fat farms where they can but I'm jumping ahead of myself on the topics. Continue, Mike.
Serve smaller portions. Now they're probably going to charge you the same amount, so if you pay $5.99 for a Big Mac, it's going to be a small Mac and it's still going to cost $5.99.
It's gonna be a not so Big Mac.
A not so Big Mac. Yeah. NSB Mac. The NSB Mac.
So basically the FDA is asking all American restaurants to cheat their customers even more than they're already doing.
Yeah, so this brings up a question, that I've had for a long time. A lot of restaurants you go to that are considered chic and really popping with the fashion will
it's
serve you...
been happening and down will, with
oh
the
yeah.
shit in it.
They will charge you an arm and a leg for an itty-bitty portion in a huge...
They will charge you an arm and a leg for a pinky finger.
For a huge food. Plate of nothingness. Okay.
Wow, man, that's existential. That's
I
deep.
Know, and they charge you for it too.
A huge plate.
So
of
it's like Zen restaurants and stuff, I guess.
Yes. Man, that silenced me, man. I'm just filling up with visions of endless philosophical conundrums.
Fat people.
Oh. Oh God. Next topic. Next topic.
So that was I thought you would be interested in knowing that if you walk into a place and you get something and it's not as
and
big as...
And they're forcing them to do that by law?
They're not forcing them. They're asking them to do it.
Oh, they're asking them to do it. They're asking them.
Yeah, because come on, the FDA can only go so far.
Well, and you know, of course, owing to some new constitutional amendments which shall remain nameless, if the FDA decides that they're terrorists... They could force them to do it, and they don't need any criteria to do so.
Under Homeland Security's section or something.
Blah, 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 blah. I didn't say anything.
Of course not.
Go to the U.S. I don't want to get arrested. Please, God. I love George Bush. George Bush is God.
Okay, then.
He said so himself.
Are you Canadian?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean they can't arrest me.
That's true. They can come across the border and get you.
We are the 50-something state, man. Right here in the Middle East.
Yeah, we are.
We'd like to be anyway. Please.
Please, please.
Adopt us, USA. We love your food
and
your culture.
Adopt. We're trying so hard to be part of the European Union.
No, but we're
trying
in
the Eurovision.
No, we're trying to be part of everything. You know, the European Union is like second place. If we can't become part of the U.S., we'll be the European Union. But the minute the U.S. throws a fart in our direction, we'll be like,
oh, yes, that smells so good, baby. Yeah, give me some of them skid marks, baby.
Oh,
yeah.
God. Yeah, but we were in the Eurovision, and we sucked so bad. We got, like, 5 points, and we got those from France.
Yeah, well, we didn't send a transvestite this time. You see, that's the problem. We're not being progressive.
Yeah, well, if we send a
it's like
a
we send
this
black guy singing about peace, and it's like, yeah, we've heard about all about it before, man.
Goodbye.
Tell me something I don't know.
Yeah, but then did you see who won?
Tell me something I don't know.
Did you see who won?
Yeah, the gothic Norwegian people.
No, Finnish. They were from Finland.
Ah, same
and
crap.
They were all decked out in medieval costumes and, like, monster heads. It was really freaking awesome. And it was a heavy rock song. that you don't usually expect at the Eurovision, which is all filled with smiling and boy bands and all crap like that.
It was kind of a rock song. You know, it's a bit more to the theatrical of Rammstein. You know, it's a bit more to the right of Rammstein in that sense.
Yeah.
Which is saying a lot to all you Rammstein knowers out there. You know, we all think they're like kick-ass metal and all that, but you ask any German about Rammstein, they cover their faces and they wish they weren't there.
Yeah, oh,
they
yeah.
suck. You only understand what they're singing about. Oh my God, mein Gott, you listen to the Rammstein? Ach, ach, mein Gott. Yes. All right, next topic. We talked about Macbeth.
Yes.
We did.
So buy a ticket.
X-Men 3.
Oh, okay. So
Michael here saw X-Men 3.
Yes,
I got a lot
to
say about it, even though I didn't see it. So, okay. But Mike, you start, because
well,
you saw.
Well, first, I'm going to say a few things about the Motion Picture Association of America first, okay?
Sucks.
Okay. Now, the MPAA... What?
Nothing. Keep going. I didn't say anything. I sneezed.
I'm sorry. The MPAA...
It sucks really, really bad.
I don't know what you're whispering there, but...
I'm not saying anything.
I'm going to find out.
Did I say anything? Listeners, readers,
viewers?
Zoo animals? I didn't know. Nothing. Okay,
the MPAA is finally cracking down on that. They figured out that they can't attack personal people overseas. They can attack individuals in the United States for, you know, violating rights, but overseas is kind of hard. So they've
gone
after
copyrights, right?
Yeah, the copyrights for movies because people download movies and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not, you know, completely blameless here, but I will say this.
Dude, don't say it, man. Don't say it out loud.
The MPAA combined with the Swedish government and cracked down on a really big movie sharing and other file sharing site just the other day. Like, they just busted into the place, took down all the servers, and within about half hour...
Gave them a full and inclusive cavity search.
Well, maybe. I don't know about those details. But they shut them down, essentially. Now, half an hour later, the site went up somewhere else, and, you know, it's running in a different country now.
Of course.
Now, what I don't think the MPAA realizes is that if every production company does what the guys with X-Men 3 did, okay, and that is release it simultaneously all around the world. They released X-Men 3 in Israel one day before they released it in the United States. They released it on a Thursday night.
I told you we're the 50-something state.
Yep. May 25th, okay, because it was scheduled, all the trailers, May 26th, theater near you. And on May 25th, it opened Thursday night, because Thursday night is the big movie night in Israel, whereas Friday night is already, you know...
Yontif.
Yeah, no, Shabbos.
Yontif, Shabbos.
Yontif,
you know.
It was Yontif yesterday.
No, you call it Stremel, I call it Shtetl, it's the same thing.
Anyway, so they released it simultaneously all over the world, and I actually went to see it in the theater, because... I wasn't going to wait for somebody to take a video of it in a theater because it's already in my country.
And so what did you think of the movie?
The movie was funny. It was funny.
How so?
Okay, I don't want to do...
Intentionally or
I don't want to do too many spoilers here. But I did see an interview with the director, Brian Singer.
Brett Ratner.
Brian Singer
directed the other two movies.
The other two.
Which were cool.
Yeah.
And then this new guy. Okay, I'll be
Brett Ratner, in his interview, actually mentioned to the whoever was interviewing him that he told the actors to not read anything about the X-Men. No comic books, no history lines, no nothing. So that way they won't get the wrong idea. Now, forgive me for thinking that a franchise...
I'll forgive you for thinking, man.
...that has something like 30 years of history. Don't read what they have done because we don't want you to get the wrong idea and do the wrong thing. So the acting was completely canned. So the wire work of the stunts was not beautiful. I don't want to spoil anything too much.
But the movie sucked!
Pretty much.
And I knew it was going to suck. I knew it was going to suck. Here, this is my rant now, okay?
Okay.
Because Brett Ratner, this man is a problem, is a menace, and is indicative of something that's happening in Hollywood. Right. We got Bryan Singer, who directed the other two X-Men movies, who directed The Usual Suspects, who directed a ton of kick-ass cinema, and who knows how to work with his actors, who knows how to give them, you know, leeway and let them flesh out the ideas and whatnot. Now, we've got this Brett Ratner person, who has directed Rush Hour and Rush Hour 2, yeah? And the last, for some reason it was the last, Hannibal Lecter movie, and now X-Men 3. Every movie he does sucks, because it is well-made technically, but there is no soul, there is no intellectual curiosity, there is nothing. He's not giving anybody he's working with anything to feed off of, or, you know, or to
work with
creatively. Exactly. Now, I happened to see a documentary about this guy.
Okay.
And they talked with the actors who were in Red Dragon. Now, if you remember that, there's Anthony Hopkins and Philip Seymour Hoffman, mm-hmm. and Ralph Fiennes and Emily Watson and all these like Oscar-winning, Oscar-nominated top of the world-class actors. And everybody was straining so hard to say something nice, except for Ralph Fiennes, who said more or less that he sucks.
Let's scrape the bottom of the barrel. Let's find a compliment.
Something. Yeah. Let's like not come out like he's a total asshole because he knows people. We don't want to insult him too openly.
Okay.
And I'm like, shit, dude. Can't you do any better? My God, stop insulting us. We're not morons. We will not buy everything that you put on our plate. Me, not anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Right, listeners?
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
Okay, you're scaring them now. We're going to take a break now and play you some tunes.
Yes.
What are we playing, Gus?
Oh, what? Oh, shit, what are we playing? Let's see. What is it? All right, okay. This is a musician who I very much like. I only have one of his albums, even though I know he has two more out. He's a big hit in his native Finland. I think it's Finland. Forgive me if I'm mistaken.
Okay.
But not very well known out anywhere else in the world. I saw one video once on MTV mm-hmm. of a song, and I knew I had to have his album, and he is genius.
Okay.
So
what's his name?
His name is Ozark Henry.
Ozark Henry.
And this song
is
entitled...
It sounds like a bad nickname.
Yeah, I know. But it's it might
he's
actually
from the
be
Ozarks,
a bad nickname.
And his name is
no,
Henry.
No, he's not. He's from Finland.
Okay.
But anyway, this is Ozark Henry, and the track is called Rescue, and I hope you enjoy it as much as I did.
All right, we'll be back.
Healing like me. Healing like me. Jerk. Healing like me. Healing like me. Would you sing that tune for me? Make me sail to words you need to lose my boat amid the sea. We
Hey!
And we're back.
Yes.
I hope you enjoyed that. And
you know what, actually, those 5 minutes of song time for you were 5 seconds of studio time for us.
Yeah, we're
such
awesome.
Such is the magic of technology.
Yeah, it's great. Because once we're done with this, I get to cut it all up and bring it all back. So before we broke, we were talking about movies.
We're talking about movies. You're talking about X-Men 3. And I think Mike has that look on his face, like he has another movie he wants to talk to us about.
I know him so well. God, well, yeah. It's like we're married.
I think I seem to have hit a nerve there, folks. Wait for Mike to compose himself. In the meantime, I think I might sing you a song. Mike, what should I sing?
I don't know, but sing something.
Jesus, God, I don't know what to sing. I really... Que sera.
No, we already did that. Okay, I think I'm back. I think
you
I'm
wanted
so
to
left.
Hear that, didn't you? Yeah. Right into Mike and tell him he sucks.
Don't. Speaking of movies.
We can talk about movies too.
Yeah, we can talk. Speaking of movies, this past week or so, a friend of mine forced me to sit down and watch a movie called The Fog.
Dun dun dun.
Now, apparently, this is a modern remake of a 1980s movie called The Fog.
Dun, dun, dun.
Now,
directed by John Carpenter. Very fabulous.
That was the
director.
80s movie. That
yes.
Was
and which is based in turn on a short novel by Stephen King entitled The Fog.
Dun, dun, dun. So anyways, this remake was not directed by John Carpenter. I don't know who it was directed by. It was horrible.
Another Hollywood loser like Brett Ratner.
Might have been. It actually came out in 2005, and it stars Tom Welling.
Dun, dun, dun.
I don't know if you know who he is. He's Superboy from, what's that show? Crap. Smallville, that's the name of it.
Superboy?
Well, Superman
oh,
as
that
a teenager.
Guy. The guy with the eyes and no talent. Okay, him.
The guy with the eyes and no talent. You've just described half of Hollywood, okay?
No, yeah. There's the guy with the pecs and no talent.
There's the guy with the accent and no talent, who's now governor of California. And no brains neither.
Yeah, so what about the movie?
So this movie was so bad. We were sitting there choking, hemorrhaging, trying to gnaw our own arms off. It was that bad.
That's really boring if you start chewing yourself up during the movie. You really need to be doing something else.
Yeah. The Fog apparently has rules of taking revenge.
Did you say The Fog?
The Fog.
Dun, dun, dun.
And it doesn't kill anybody according to its rules. It kills other people. And it doesn't make any sense. The movie
That didn't make any sense either, so...
Yeah, the movie leaves you not wanting more.
It leaves you with a good riddance.
Well, it leaves you with a lot of fog.
Dun, dun, dun.
Thank you. Speaking of other bad movies, do you got any bad movies?
Do I got any bad movies? God, I've only been seeing good movies recently. I saw Scarface recently.
Oh.
Not the original black and white one, the Al Pacino one.
Oh.
You know, say hello to my little friend. That
yeah.
You want to fuck with me? I'll show you who you're fucking with.
Okay. Yeah. And how did that re-impress you?
Well, Al Pacino rocks. The director is great, but it's just Kilo. It's a movie it isn't about much. It's actually like a poor man's Macbeth.
Mm.
Yeah, speaking of which,
we open June 11th.
Dun, dun, dun.
Another couple of movies I was checking out and reviewing over the last era.
You review movies, man?
Sometimes.
Is that like, you know, review them for a site or review them as in watch them a few times?
Well, yes. Here's a question for you.
Okay.
What do Oceans 11 and 12, The Piano, Training Day, and Moulin Rouge have in common?
They're all movies.
Other than that.
Oh, man, you didn't say I have to find two.
Well, no, I asked what movies.
What does it have in Oceans 11 and 12?
Yeah, what about them?
Wait a minute. Oceans 11 and 12, The Piano.
Yeah, The Training Day.
Uh-huh.
And Moulin Rouge.
I cannot think which actor is in all of them.
Oh, no actor is in all of them.
The same guy wrote them all?
Nope.
They're all movies.
Well, other than that.
I have no idea, man.
They were all filmed in Australia.
Oh, which segues us ever so neatly with
yes.
a click into the
now,
next topic.
Now, surprisingly enough, all of these were filmed in Australia, And the writer
was
and director
in Australia?
Yes, the writer and director Baz Luhrmann is also Australian.
That I knew.
So all
he
of these things
me with that.
Have an Australian.
And Jane Campion, who directed The Piano, is also Australian.
That's right. I forgot about that.
There you go.
All right. So speaking of all this Australian stuff.
Wait a minute. I want to read the name of the topic because I'm so pleased with it, okay? The topic of discussion is Australians.
And the final solution.
Dun, dun, dun. So, yeah. When Yas came up with that topic, I said, didn't the English already try that?
Yes, they said, like, you know, we'll send them off to beg your pardon. We'll send them off to an island with sheep, where they can bugger the sheep and die out in two generations.
Yes, all the criminals, all the criminals,
all the criminals. Now look at this amazing thing: when you take British, which is, you know, enough said, British people,
British, yes,
which are also convicts, which are like the dreck of the dreck, the dreck de la dreck, the low of the low,
yeah,
the cream of the crap of Britain, and
yes,
put it on a beautiful island with
beautiful
strange animals that have pockets and shit, and there aren't anywhere else, you know, with cute little buggers called koala bears, which are actually the nastiest fucks you ever meet.
Oh, those things will tear you up.
Yeah, they're like, you know, they look so cute, but if you get close up to them, like,
like
your third grade geography teacher, no less.
Yeah.
And leave them there for a few generations. You get some of the more, all admittedly, more pissed,
yeah,
but sane people on this planet.
Yeah.
And, you know, they take care of their little island. They watch over it. They don't get it too dirty.
Little
they
island,
break it.
Dude,
they don't
that's
fuck it
almost
up
as big as, or it might even be bigger than the United States.
I'm speaking figuratively, dude.
Oh, okay.
That's
okay.
Like, you know.
Because,
like,
small island is like Hawaii, or, you know. That's pretty small.
Do you want to do this, man? You talk about the topic.
No, you can take it.
I don't want it. I don't
you
want
can
it.
Hey, you run it down, man. It's the final solution. What is the final solution, Yas? Please, clue us in. Don't sit there in silence. You look like you're really judging me, man. Don't do that. I hate it when you look at me like that.
Oh, all of a sudden you need me.
I
all
always
of a sudden
need
you need
you,
me.
Yas.
You can't let me go.
I could never let you go, Yas. Never.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can't
I think
see
we'll
you.
Take another break now, listeners.
Yeah. Well, in a minute. Let's
okay.
wrap this up.
Let's wrap this up. What is the final solution? Let us know at mikethemann@gmail.com.
Woo!
Send in your final solutions to the Australians.
Yes, because they've all been a pain in our ass.
Yeah, and if any other annoying peoples, you know, menaces to our clean gene pools of Judaeus masterdom and whatnot, please send them in. And or any other gene pools that you want to clean up and, you know,
yeah,
make sure that we don't...
we want the
segregation
final solution.
And
yeah,
hatred and whatnot. Just send it in to mikethemann@gmail.com, but it has to fit into the concept of final solution.
Yes.
And dildos and vibrators.
Well, if you can work that in, that's great.
No, they need to send in their dildos and vibrators.
Oh, yeah, I have to send those in, too.
We don't have any more topics, man.
No, but we're going to close off the show because we're running late already.
Yeah, and we need to take our break. Oh, yeah. Shit, we need to get rehearsal.
Yeah, we need to get out of here, man.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to end off the show now with a final song.
Dun, dun, dun.
The band is called Green Jelly.
Some of you might remember them. Some of you who are our age.
Yeah.
Old fogies like us.
Old fogies like
with
us.
With the cool song, which you might not know, but the singer of Tool sings the part of the pigs in there. It's called
I think
Three
you
Little
gave
Pigs.
Away the
Three Little Pigs.
Three Little Pigs.
Green Jelly with Maynard James Keenan. Coming out to you.
Peace.
Good night, y'all. Stay cool.
See you next time.
And don't get hot.
Oh, yeah.
Done! Done! Done!
Why don't you sit right back and I may tell you a tale. A tale of three little pigs and a big bad wolf. One day, he bought a guitar. He moved to Hollywood to become a star. But living on the farm, he knew nothing of the city. Built his house out of straw, what a pity. Then one day,
jamming on some chords. Along came the wolf, knocking on his door. Little pig, let me in.
By the hair of my chinny chin chin.
Little pig, let me in.
By the hair of my chinny chin chin.
Well, I'm huffing, I'm puffing, I'll blow your house in. Huffing, puffing, blow your house in. Huffing, puffing, blow your house in. Huffing it up. Hopping in a popping down on Venice Beach, getting paid money for religious speech. Built his shelter from when he garbage picks, mostly made up of old cans and sticks. Then one day he was cranking up on Marley. Along came the wolf on his big bad Harley. Little pig, whack me in. House from his architect knowledge, a tri-level mansion, Hollywood Hills. Daddy's rock stardom paid for the bills. Then one day came the old house master, the big bad wolf, the little piggy slasher. Little pig, let me in. Little pig, let me in.
You just may hear the big wolf, a little piggy say.